Welcome to the Celebrity Tea Lounge. Today, guys, we're here to talk about young men and young women today in modern day times. We're tuned into Life with MJ, the entrepreneur. He does his Facebook Lives where he, you know, gives some amazing, magnificent advice to not only the younger generation, but also the older generation. You all know him from taking his nephew in and helping him build a life of success. And there was this one episode today where his nephew had a girl bring in, panties in the mail, and she was sending, love cards, and he was talking to him, about giving him valid points about, getting off track and, not focusing because of certain things. So we're here to talk about that today. It's very necessary because, being a young entrepreneur, being the spotlight, being the eye of success, there are certain areas that you have to be careful with. He gave him some magnificent advice, to tell him to, just stay focused, slow down, don't fall for everything you see. Don't allow, anyone to hinder your focus or, turn you into someone that you you're not, or you shouldn't be. I 100%, 1000% agree with him. As a younger generation, as young entrepreneurs, not only the men but the women as well, you guys have to be very, very careful, because like he said, one wrong thing can change your whole life, and some mistakes you can't come back from. I think it was very disrespectful for him to allow someone to send him panties in the mail at his uncle's establishment. It's very disrespectful. But of course, the younger generation have their own minds. They feel like the older generation is just, when they hear you talk to them, guys, it's more so of blah, 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 blah. They don't listen. They don't fully understand. So at the end of the day, I'm here to speak up for the older generation. All you can do in that kind of situation is, you tell them, what you feel, but you can't really control them. They're gonna do what they want to do anyways. All you can do is, basically set things in place to help them, to kind of guide them along the way. All you can do is try, because at the end of the day, they're not going to listen. They're going to always make their own final decisions. They're young adults, so they don't really feel like they have to listen. So it's just, my advice to the older generation who's dealing with these sort of things is to just stop, trying to tell them things, stop trying to interfere with their lives. They see the world in a new perspective. Their vision is not the old vision. They don't see what we seen 20 years ago. The world looks totally different to them. It's not you, it's not your parenting, it's not your guidance, it's just that, you know, they're young adults who's living in the modern times, and they see the world differently. You know, if anything, you know, try to kind of coexist in their world, you know, like, you know, hey, how's this going? Hey, you know, how's that going for you? Did you succeed in that? Did you succeed in this? You know, kind of try to coexist with them, because that's probably the only way they're going to open up to you. You know, putting force on them, yelling at them, you know, just basically nudging them, you know, they're not going to budge. They're going to, you know, instantly decline. You know, they're not going to, because like I said, they don't see a problem. They feel like, okay, this is my life. This is my life. Excuse me. This is my life. This is what I want to do with my life. I'm going to do this with my life. And if you don't like it, then oh well, that is how they see it, you know. So instead of, you know, trying to force something, or, you know, just try to coexist, you know, because it's two different worlds. We're from the older generation, they're from the new generation, you know, so you have to kind of be open to learn with the new generation, because they're not, you know, as, they're not, they don't, they're not raised how we were, you know, they're not, that the same old things that we're used to. They're very different, they're very new, and, you know, maybe their visions are, you know, much brighter than ours. So we have to coexist with them. We have to, in order to, you know, understand them, we have to coexist with them. So, you know, like MJ was saying, you know, he's not trying to, like, he gave the most perfect advice in the world. He was so on point. He was so accurate. It was so necessary. And I just love it because, you know, he didn't force anything on him. You know, he was just giving him, you know, advice, saying, hey, you know, this is what could happen. This is how this goes. You know, take this and, you know, keep it in your backpack, your pocket, as you walk the journey of life. You know, so, and that's how it is. So, when it comes to the new generation, definitely, you know, try to coexist with them, try to understand them more, try to, you know, learn new things, be open to learning new things when it comes to them. You know, like I said, they see things differently. They don't have the same vision as we did. You know, a lot of celebrities are, you know, I love it because a lot of celebrities are coexisting with the new generation. They're doing features, you know, they're doing songs, you know, they're doing, you know, entrepreneur business. You know, it's just amazing to see the cultures exist together. You know, it's like saying, hey, we know that we've been here, but you're just getting here. We're welcoming you with love. You know, and I just love it so, so much. So that was our show for today. Thank you guys for tuning in. You guys can follow me at anchor.fm/MadamBree. Click support. You also can stream me at iHeartRadio, Spotify for Podcasters, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music. And when you get there, don't forget to click support or subscribe so that you can be a part of supporting podcasts. And as always, thank you guys for listening to the Celebrity Tea Lounge.